Live breaking news, Nez Nation. This is a huge break in the Trump quote unquote hush money trial. Alvin, do nothing brag. Oh, I love it when they make these kind of mistakes. And this one is a very, very big one. You know, there's a saying, I think it was Sun Tzu who said, when your enemy is making mistakes, don't interrupt them. So really quickly, before I get to that bombshell news, just a quick recap of today's cross-examination of David Pecker. David Pecker is the former head editor of National Enquirer magazine, and Trump's team finished their cross-examination of today. Here's some highlights. So number one, David Pecker admitted that the meeting he had with Trump and Cohen in 2015, that catch and kill, was never discussed. Huge right there. He also admitted that a financial agreement was never discussed at this meeting. He also agreed that Michael Cohen is prone to exaggeration. That's an understatement. He also agreed that when he signed the non-prosecution agreement with the feds, that he knew if he were to be prosecuted, it would lower the value of his assets when he was trying to sell. He admitted that Karen McDougal's lawyer and Cohen knew each other personally, so they could have been discussing their own agreement on the side. The prosecution's case has completely blown up. But wait, there's more. Holy macadamia nut. This is courtesy of the Gateway Pundit. DA Alvin Do Nothing Bragg's case is in serious trouble. The gang behind the prosecution of the former president made a huge blunder, a major error that many are saying, legal scholars and experts are saying, this should lead Trump's team to move for a full dismissal. A full dismissal in this nation. This is, I mean, monstrous. It's a huge bombshell. Prosecutors in New York have revealed that the other crime that Donald Trump was allegedly trying to conceal when he was falsifying business records, and they claim it was to, quote, unlawfully promote his candidacy. So basically what Bragg and the state is basically saying is that the president of the United States used these methodologies to try to win an election. The fatal error is that New York statute, look at that. I mean, this is why you don't hire DEI. This is why DEI is America's worst idea. The fatal error is that the New York statute they cite, listen to this one, this is huge, only applies to elections within the state of New York and not federal elections. Trump was running for the federal office of president of the United States, not a state office. Therefore, the premise of what the prosecution is trying to prove as the second crime used to get around the statute of limitations issue and to elevate this business records case to a felony must fail. It has to fail. There's no other way about it because this is completely within the statute of the law. Prosecutors also, again, credit to the Gateway Pundit, also cannot use a federal law as the second crime. And additionally, the FEC, Federal Election Commission, declined on two occasions to prosecute the claim against Trump that the alleged hush money payment was in fact a federal violation. Not a whole lot of see ya, would wanna be ya, DEI. Didn't earn it. In this case, Bragg and Colangelo, in an exercise of their legal analysis of the law, they maintain that Trump, Cohen, who is an exaggerated liar, admitted liar, a complete fraud, and Pecker conspired to get Trump elected to president of the United States. This is the basis for the evaluation of the charges. It's absolutely bupkis. Nothing. They don't have anything. This is enough to end the case. But that's not all. The case refers to accounting entries made by President Trump, which is complete nuts, or entries President Trump forced others to make. But these entries were made in 2017. So how could President Trump possibly impact the 2016 election with accounting entries that were made in 2017? Alvin, do nothing brag. You are a giant lahoozer. Lahoozer, to quote my famous friend. On top of that, even the far left radical liberals are shaking their heads at this case. and the evidence used to, quote, get Trump. Check out what this legal analyst on MSNBC's Morning Joe presented a skeptical view, Lisa Rubin, talking about Trump's 34 counts of falsifying business records. She said, quote, the big takeaway is that this is a crime about falsification of business records. And yet what the government seems to have the most evidence of is the underlying conspiracy. She highlighted a lack of direct evidence linking Trump to the specific crimes charged. She says, quote, what's still unknown to me is how they're going to prove Donald Trump's own involvement in the falsification of the business records. President Trump handed over his companies to his sons before the inauguration in January 2017. The accounting entries in question were made after the handover occurred. President Trump didn't make any entries because no CEO of any multi-billion dollar company makes entries to the financials. The accounting discussion in this case, it doesn't make an ounce of sense, Nez Nation. It makes no sense at all to anyone who's ever worked in any type of capacity in any type of large financial reporting operation. So it's over. It's over. We said it was a sham from day one. Legal experts, professors like Jonathan Turley, Alan Dershowitz, and the like, thousands of legal, hundreds of legal scholars agreed this is unprecedented. What Alvin Do Nothing Bragg is doing, this is the same guy, remember, who allowed New York City cops to get beaten up by illegal migrants and then let them off without a single charge, without no blemish on their records. Are we waking up yet, Nez Nation? Are we waking up yet, America? Are we finally realizing this is why the whole premise of my channel is to expose? I know them. I know them personally. I've worked with them. I've been commissioned by universities to go to Washington. I despise all of them because they're rotten to the core. In here, deeply, they're rotten to the core. They don't give a rat's ass about you. They don't give a rat's ass about me. They are truly elitist, smug, narcissistic, self-involved, self-important troglodytes. They don't care about anybody but themselves. They don't care about true-blooded, hardworking Americans who made this country like you and like me. Blood, sweat, and tears. They haven't had a real job in their lives. That's why they stick their nose out to everybody. That's why they think they know better than you and I do. So why do you think they're doing all this? That why do you think they're impeding the election? Why do you think they're stopping this guy from running? They're doing everything in their power, throwing the kitchen sink, because they actually think, well, he's leading in the polls, even though Tombstone Biden, the vegetable in chief, is an absolute disaster with our border, with inflation, with our GDP being 1.6% growth, with inflation, with interest rates. We can't buy gas. We can't buy groceries. We have to have four or five jobs just to pay rent. And then he lies to the American public boldface and says this economy is great. And that's a fact. He literally said this. That's a fact. They think they know better than you, even though the polls absolutely demonstrate that the American people have spoken. The latest polls show Trump is ahead by 5 and some polls 10 points nationally. If the election were to be held today, Trump would win. So what are they doing? They're doing everything in their power. The fake Don, Judge Juan Merchan, is not allowing Trump to go to his wife's birthday, his son's graduation, important campaign dates in the most consequential election of our republic. Alvin Do Nothing Bragg has a sham case. Letitia Big Shame James values the Mar-a-Lago estate at $18 million. Cash Money G. Fannie Willis is about as corrupt, probably more corrupt than all of them combined. I've demonstrated that in video after video. They think they know better about what we want than we do. These are the same kinds of people. The perfect metaphor, if you caught somebody you love cheating, literally caught them red-handed, the response from this type of person, this is the symbolism here, the response of the left, the woke mind, parasitic mind virus left mob, the radical left, is don't believe your eyes, believe me, I'm not cheating on you. That's the equivalent. That's how they're treating us. That's how they belittle us. That's what they think of us. So I throw this off to you, Nez Nation. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Let me know in the comments. Woo! I can't see this trial going any further. I'd be shocked if it went even a day or two further. I can see this being a complete dismissal, and I don't see how they can't win. I don't see how Trump's defense can't win. I mean, I'd be shocked if this wasn't dismissed by Monday. Let me know what you guys think in the comments. Let me know. I'd love to hear from you guys. As always, I try really, really hard to respond to all the comments, but it's literally physically impossible. Members get top priority. Super chats and super thanks, much appreciated. You get top priority. Consider becoming a member. It only costs you a cup of coffee to become a member, and all the proceeds go back into the channel so I can keep producing free content. You get exclusive badges next to your name, live stream shout outs, first dibs on comments. You get exclusive access to our members only Discord and a whole bunch more. So consider that. It only costs you a cup of coffee for an entire month. Also, I'll give you something free too. Become a Nez Nation Insider. That's our free newsletter. This is our number one top rated newsletter in the news and politics industry, where you get all the latest breaking news, updates, current events, top stories right to your inbox. It's absolutely free. Everything that mainstream media won't talk about, but I will, because this is too important. That's in the pinned comment. It's also in the description and in the show notes. Just click on the link, click on the option for free newsletter, give us your best email, and you're in. It's free, completely free. So check that out. Check out these videos coming up right here. I love you guys so, so much. I can't wait to see you guys again. As always, may God bless you, your families, and may God bless America. I'll see you soon.